I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 2003. That was the day that the U.S. Senate approved more than $300 billion in tax cuts over the next decade. The cuts barely passed. Vice President Dick Cheney cast the deciding vote 51-50. Starting in 2001, President George W. Bush proposed and pushed for a series of drastic tax cuts. The administration promised the changes would help to create jobs and grow the economy. But the results fell far short of that goal. 10 years after the massive tax cuts, the Washington Post ran a story analyzing their impact. The article stated, quote, "By any measure, the Bush tax cuts have benefited the wealthy more than the middle class. The top 20% of earners received 73% of the tax relief. The bottom 20% only received 1%. Coupled with spending on wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the tax cuts sent the national debt soaring. And those promised jobs? They never materialized. 2001 to 2007 marked the worst period of job growth since the 1950s. Then, in 2008, the recession wiped out 8 million jobs. Many of the Bush tax cuts were designed to sunset or expire after so many years. Yet, when it came time for the cuts to end in 2010, Republicans in Congress fought to keep them going. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka declared, "It is absolutely insane that in these tough economic times, some people want to continue George W. Bush's tax giveaways to millionaires. Working families are losing their jobs, their benefits, and their homes. They are the ones who need help." The Bush tax cuts finally expired in 2013, although new legislation repackaged and continued many of them. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.